And here he is, everybody's favorite blogger in his regular Monday spot. Freddie P. joins us from CanadianThinker.com. Frederick, top of the morning to you.
Good morning, MacArthur. Great to be with you on this last day of February. Feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, does it ever. Boy, February, only 28 days, but it seems like the longest month, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and this one's been a grueling one.
Without a doubt. Made even longer by the Oscars, by the way, on last night. I'm just recovering from the coma that it put me in. How are you feeling the day after the day that was?
Okay, MacArthur, I'm going to position this whole bit based on how the vast majority of people watch the Oscars. Number one, they don't know a lot of names. Number two, they haven't seen a lot of the films, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it last night from that perspective, although I saw four of the nominated for Best Picture. You know, I think this is the third or fourth year in a row we have said, why isn't it just a two-hour show? 9 to 11, and whatever you have to do, fit it into those 2 hours. Be done with it.
Well, they got to give everybody their due, I suppose, right? And best lighting and best art direction and such. Here's the thing that gets me, Freddie, is this show is four plus hours long, yet they give out an award for best editing.
Well, this is exactly what I'm saying, and I don't know why they do it, because I guess it's still prime time on the West Coast, but it's just so nauseating, you know, and it's the same thing every year. It starts with a bang, everybody's enthused, you're enjoying it for about an hour and a half, and then it just becomes tedious. I shut it off. I didn't see the big awards at the end for the very reason you stated. I'd had enough of editing and best colorization and best film editing by this guy and that guy, and it's too much.
Here's what I don't get, and maybe you can explain this for me, Freddie. An industry that is based on entertainment, and they make movies all year long in which we have to pay money to go to be entertained, they can't put on an entertaining award show. Why?
You know what? Whatever it is, and I think you touched on it a few minutes ago, they have to acknowledge each other, or it's this whole self-indulgent thing where they all want to be recognized on national television. I know it flies in the face of everything that they're about. I don't know the answer. I mean, these questions have been asked for years and years and years. If they could put a slick two-hour show together, I think that would be fantastic for everyone.
Sure,
and, you know, with today's technology, if you want to have a post-Oscar thing or you want to get all those other awards, do it online. Send people to their computers. And let them choose to see that stuff.
Great idea. Yeah, you know, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. I think the problem's twofold. One is these guys are dislocating their shoulders with this self-congratulatory back padding that they're doing for four hours. And secondly, I mean, the hosts were just horrible last night. Anne Hathaway and James Franco, I mean, they're actors. They are not performers. I mean, Russell Brand, who came out to present an award, I mean, there's a guy that could have or should have hosted the awards. It was so bad, I think the crowd was begging for James or for Ricky Gervais back.
No, and you know, when people, one thing I did enjoy last night, a lot of the nominations, just one person came out, like Kirk Douglas, or that was sad the way they had to sort of shuffle the old bugger off the stage, but Kirk Douglas and then Oprah and several others, single people coming out for nominations, I think was great, because too often two people come out and they do that little back and forth bit like it's spontaneous when you know it's not.
Yeah, that is really bad. And I will say one other thing about Kirk Douglas, although it was tough to watch. What was even tougher is the woman who won the award. Did you see when they're walking off stage? She stole his cane. The man has had a stroke. Give him his cane.
And she was sort of mimicking the way he was walking.
Yeah.
No, it was weird. Wasn't she the same one who dropped the F-bomb?
That's right, yeah, the winner for Best Supporting Actress, who's so well-known, neither of us can recall her name right now.
No, well, exactly, and I saw that movie, The Fighter, and she was fabulous. But, you know, I'm just a casual film buff, and I don't know the directors and the producers the way somebody that's really into film is. And I saw that movie, and I enjoyed it. It was great. She did a great job, but I couldn't tell you who she is.
Yeah, I got to tell you, here's what they need to do to spice up the show. I've said this for years, is they should have a segment where they actually take back an Oscar from years past, where they say, oh, we made a mistake, sorry, get back up here, Kevin Costner.
That's great.
Yeah.
Although it's interesting, it was just on Friday night that I saw the King's speech. And okay, but it was no fighter, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, you know what? If they wanted to be younger and hipper and fresher, which they were trying to do with Hathaway and Franco, then you're right. The fighter or The Social Network should have won Best Picture. I mean, the statement they're making with the King speech is that it's same old, same old. I'm sure it's an okay movie, and it's something the Academy always loves, but they had a real chance here to award a movie of the time, right?
Well, right, and it represents everything that's wrong with the Academy Awards. I'm telling you, from an entertainment standpoint, that was not the best film. And listen, I'm not a critic, but I was really disappointed in the King's speech. I heard so much about it, and don't get me wrong, it was a good film. It wasn't bad. It wasn't like just go with it. Now, like I saw last week, that piece of garbage with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. I mean, I shouldn't even mention that film when we're talking Oscars. The King's speech was okay, but I was disappointed. I found it somewhat plodding and somewhat hollow. I can't explain it. But I thought The Fighter was the film of the year.
Plotting and hollow, much like the Oscar telecast itself, as we're here
yes,
with
my boy, yes.
Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Frederick, also want to get your take this week on Toronto's Mayor Rob Ford. He is in the news this morning because he is asking the McGuinty Liberals, asking the province for $150 million after he campaigned on the fact that Toronto had a spending problem, not a revenue problem. Did these two things add up?
Well, to me, they do, because I've said many times, and I do believe on this show, that running a city is the closest thing to running a business on any level of government. A city is a corporation, basically. Rob Ford is a businessman, and I know exactly what he's doing. Everybody else has got their hands out to the province. Why not him? Go for it. Try it. They're going to say no. He knows they're going to say no, but at least ask for it, and if you get it, then it's a bonus. I think it's just a good strategic move on his point, because what's going to happen is that McGuinty's going to say no, I think, although heading towards election, you never know with him, but they're going to say no, and then Ford can use that for all his conservative buddies who are going after the province this October 6th.
Ah, so there's a little more strategy involved here than anything, you think?
That's what I would think.
Mm-hmm. Because it just seems to me that this is so anti-Rob, and I've been like everybody else. I mean, I've been a big fan of Rob Ford through the election and up until now. But for a guy who once again said that it's a spending problem they have, not a revenue one, to turn around and then ask for more revenue just seems a little false to me.
Well, you know what? I understand what you're saying, but from my perspective, it's there. It's there to be had. Toronto is always gets the short end of the stick, both federally and provincially. So now that he's in place, he's just going after what he thinks Toronto's entitled to. So good on him.
Maybe he just figures...
You can tell I'm a Ford supporter.
Yeah, maybe he just figures with all these McGuinty bucks that are being handed out, maybe Dalton will just accidentally write one extra check.
Yeah, why miss the so-called gravy train if it's there?
Hey, Freddie, you have a great week this week. Appreciate your time as always, pal.
Loving you, MacArthur.
Right back at you. There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. We'll get the break, news at the top of the hour, and then we're back with Hour 2 of MacArthur in the Morning here on London's News Leader, AM 980.